Well, we're now in December. It's a very warm night. Been a wonderful day. It seems a little early for Christmas, but we're in the season. Last night we looked at telling the story of Jesus. How the angels let the shepherds know, how the shepherds let people know, how the wise men let people know. So it speaks about that, and this week coming up we'll look at the birth. So here's some of the relative, you know, other verse, famous births that have occurred in the Bible. Starting in Genesis. Genesis 18, 10 to 14. He said, I will surely return to you at this time next year. And behold, Sarah your wife will have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age, and Sarah was past childbearing. Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I have become old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I indeed bear a child when I am so old? Is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. So, of course, we know the story that Abraham has been called out of his land to this place he's going to take over, and God has made this promise that his heirs will be as, you know, as prevalent as the stars in the sky, and he believes. But he starts to question it later, and he says, you know, what's the difference? When I'm going to, you know, all I've got is my servants going to get all my stuff. I have no heirs. I have no children. And God had promised him children, and now he's come. The angels have come and said this. And Sarah laughs because, I mean, she's older than dirt. But we know the story that, you know, at the proper time, Isaac, their son, is born. So that was the first of the miracle births, you know, that they're beyond childbearing age. But they had a son. Who had a couple of sons, and one of them had 12 sons, and that's where the Hebrew people come from, that line, because Sarah had a son.